We are learning Maseches Baba Kama, Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning on top of Samach Aleph Amud Beis, the new Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, Hamadlik B'Soich Shaloi. Someone lights a fire in his own property, Ad Kama Tava Hadleiko. How far does the leiko go and you're still chayiv? If you have a property that's 14 miles big, so are you chayiv for leiko that goes out of it? That's a Mishailah. You look at a kilu, it's the middle of a base kur, and then you split that in half, and it comes out to 137 amas to each direction. That's how far a fire will go. 137 amas to each direction. That's what Rabbi Azariah says. Rabbi Eliezer Yemer, 16 amas, like the size of Shirab, that's how far a fire goes. Rabbi Kiva Yemer, 50 amas. Kiva says 50 amas. That's how far a fire goes. Rabbi Shimon Yemer, Shali Mishal Maves Meir, Akol Fiat Leiko, which Gemara thinks right now means you pay no matter what it is. You pay for your fire. You light a fire, you're responsible no matter what, no matter how far it goes. That's the Mishnah. Zok the Gemara, but the Rav Shimon Shi'ura B'Dleika. Rav Shimon does not hold as a shear how far a Dleika goes, but now we learned in the Mishnah about something else, that there are Shi'urim in Mazikin. It says in the Mishnah, Layamid Odom Tanam Sech Abayis, a person should not put an oven in a house because it can cause a fire. Elam Ken Yesh Agaba Yigoyva Dalad Amas, only if it has on top of it 4 Amas. Hoyam Amidoy Ba'aliyah, if it was in the second floor, so you don't have to worry about what's on top of you because you're the top floor. So still, halach is that you need on the bottom a thick floor. Actually, tacht of maziva shloisha tvachim. You need on the bottom a thick maziva, a thick floor of 3 tvachim. Uvekira, which is a smaller oven, not the size of a tana tefach, vim hizik, but if it damages, mashamash hizik. Even though this is allowed, you're allowed to keep a tanner in the oven with these measurements. But if it's mazik yichai, Rav Shimon, I know. Let them shiurim alalu. Rav Shimon hizik potter mashalim. The only thing the shiurim tell you that if you're mazik, you're potter. But it's not a stam shiur. The shiur that you're potter. So what do you see? You see Rav Shimon holds that shiurim are made to be potter. So heck, you say always chayiv for dleika. Every fire that you make in our Mishnah says we thought it means shalom shalom avesabeira kol fiad dleika. You're chayiv no matter what for the dleika. Heck, it be chayiv for every dleika. You see the our shiurim. So Mar says you're reading it wrong. Rav Shimon means to say like this. You Tanoim are giving different shiurim. 137 amas, 50 amas, 16 amas. Depends what size fire it is. Akolofi adleika means akolofi goiva adleika. And Omar Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, Mashmua, Alok Rav Shimon, we pass like Rav Shimon. V'chein Rav Nachman, Mashmua, Alok Rav Shimon, that we pass like Rav Shimon. So Zok the Rosh. The Rosh is bothered that we have before in Amud Aleph, the shaila about kalachas, nechpefes, the fire is going up, the fire is going sideways, does it go 100 mil or not? Zok the Rosh and Simon Yogimel, Varav Alphas Zale Hevikal Kach. His notes found the riff. Veniro the Zuisi Rosh, Zunu Kaimel Karab Shimon, the Ainish Shir, Alakolfi Adlake, Avelin Goyverin Reichev. Va'afagav the Kharler, Arab Shimon, Alin Rochav. But even like Avi Goyver was so. Zok the Rosh, Rapir of Shimon, the whole Gemara Amud Aleph is obsolete and it's not Negeya because everything's totally in the fire. If it's a huge raging fire, it goes very far. It goes very high, it goes very far. If it's a small fire, it doesn't go. So a kol fi adleika, Bezdin has to evaluate, was this fire considered a pshia or not? And that's why the rift does not bring those lachas of a kalachas and a chmafes, because you go like Rav Shimon holds, like kol fi goiva adleika, which means everything's totally in the size of the adleika. Zok to Mishnevayt. Hamadlik es agadish, someone lit someone else's gadish, someone else's grain, vahoyu boy kalim. And there was kalim inside the gadish, v'dolku, and it got burnt as well. He had inside it a bunch of important items, and they all got burnt. Rav Yehuda Eimer Mishal Mashal Seicha. Not only do you pay for the grain, you pay for what's inside also, even though it wasn't visible. V'chomerim Eimer Mishal Mashal Gadish Shachitim Ayshal Seirim. You only pay for the chitim or the seirim. You don't pay what's inside it because you're not chayev for tamen. He holds the exeris a kasev. From the pasuk, we learn that from the word. We had this on daf samach that you darshan the word kama that dafka something that's visible you chayiv, something that's not visible you're not chayiv. Zeir is the kasev. So mechleikus rehudam shimon at mechleikus rehudam and chamim if you chayiv on tamun or not. Not a halacha. If someone burnt someone's grain and there was a gedi, hagedi kavaslo, there was a gedi tied near it, ve'evet samachloy and evet near it, v'nisaf imay, everything got burnt, you chayiv. Which means you're chayiv on the Godish and you're chayiv on the Gdi. You're not chayiv on the Eved because the Eved could have ran away. And you're not chayiv Misa on the Eved because the Eved could have ran away. But Eved covers loy. What if the Eved tied to it, tied right by the grain, these next to it, and they all get burnt. The halacha is your potter. You know why you're potter? Because since you chayiv misa on the eved, like the pasuk says, that if someone kills the eved, he's chayiv. The pasuk says nakim yinakim. Therefore, it's kum leib the rabbi b'nei. And even if you didn't get asra, which means you're not going to get misa for this because there's no asra, but still, there's kum leib rabbi b'nei even by a shoygig. That's what we learn from Tanur Bechizkia. The chayiv misa shoygigim is purim. So if you kill the eved and the eved couldn't run away, so then you chayiv misa, or it's a type of avera, it's a chayiv misa, and therefore you're potter from paying for the godish and for the gedi. That's the halacha. Now the first case says hagdi kafus loy. Even if it wouldn't be kafus, it'd be the same halacha. It'd be chayiv for the gedi. Gedi doesn't have enough das to run away. So therefore a gedi kafus loy just agav the eved kafus loy. That's one pshat in Rashi. Another pshat in Rashi is that gedi has to be kafus because if it's just samuch, attack could be potter because it could have ran away. That's the second pshat on why the gedi says kafus. But bottom line is that the chilukim two cases are if you chayiv misa for the eved, if it's a aver of chayiv misa, and then you potter on other things. Umoidim cham Rav Yehuda, cham amoid Rav Yehuda that you are chayiv on tamun in a case with madlik zabira, you lit someone's house on fire. Shemashalim komash b'seichi, you chayiv for everything, all the contents in the house. Shekin derech v'yod moniach b'do batim, because all the contents that it's derech for people to have in a house, you're chayiv for all the things, even if you can't see it. All the things that you're chayiv. All the things that are in the house, you are chayiv, because those are normal things to put in the house. So shalom d'achroinim, does that mean the visible things, is that a shayla of tamun? Let's say the dining room table. Is that called tamun? That's like visible when you walk in. Or it means the hidden things in the house, things that are normal, that to be hidden in the house, those things are you chayiv for. Things in the drawers, that's the clothing, you chayiv for that, because anything that's normal, you chayiv for that. We'll see in the Gemara exactly shalom in the chamim, because you can ask, if it's a gzeris or kosher, you put on tamun, what's the difference if it's a derech, we'll see the Gemara. Zok Gemara, we have machlokes in our Mishnah. Is the person who's chayiv for the eish chayiv on tamun or not? Chayiv on hidden things or not? Omar Rav Kahana, machlokes b'madlik b'soich shaloi v'holcha v'okla b'soich shal chaver. The machlokes of Yehuda and their bottom is where someone made a fire in his own property and it went to the next property and damaged. So there is the machlokes. The Rav Yehuda machayiv on his ketam beish. Rav Yehuda also chayiv on his ketam. But Rabban and Patri, Rabban was departed because it's Eretz Kosset. Ava Madlik V'soich Shal Chaveroi, Divrei Hakor Masham Kol Mashu V'soichoi. But if you actually go into your friend's field and light a fire in the friend's field, there you chayiv everything inside it. Why? Rashi says, because Ein Lo Rishus V'Avikar Abba Yadayim. What Rashi is saying is that it's Alt Odom HaMazik, similar to Odom HaMazik, because it's Eishem Shemachitzoi, and therefore you chayiv even on tamun, because there's Odom HaMazik. And the tour of tamun is dafka by Eish, not by Odom HaMazik. That's one pshat in the Gemara. That's how the Shitun Gvetzes learns. The Stipler learns that it's Alts Garmi. It's a Garmi. It's Odom HaMazik of Garmi. I'm causing a damage. And therefore, there's no Ptur tamun. Ptur tamun is only if your Eish is Mazik. It's like a Maman HaMazik. There's no Ptur tamun if it's Odom HaMazik. And like we had this really on Daf Chav Gimel, such an idea that Eish Mishim Chitz is no Ptur tamun because Odom HaMazik. But in any case, we're saying here, if you light the fire in your friend's field, then you're a chayiv, even for Talmud, according to Rabban. Only Rava, Yochi, how do you learn the Sefer? Atani Sefer, Moedim Chom Rav Yehuda, the Chom Moedim Rav Yehuda, chayiv on Talmud, but Madlik is Abira. When you light the building on fire, Shoshalam, Kamash, Shoshalam, Shoshalam, Derech, Riyadim, Linich, Batim, you chayiv everything inside. Of course, anything that people put there, you chayiv for. So why do you have to go to Batim? Lifleg listed by the door. Why can't you chalak by godish itself, by grain itself? Medvar amurim that you potter on something hidden in the grain. Madlik v'soich shaloi. When you lit a fire in your own property, and went into your friend's property, that is when you are potter from tamun. Aval b'madlik v'soich shachaveri. But if you light your friend's godish, your friend's grain, divrei kol masham kamash v'soich. You have everything. If there's halacha like Rav Kahana is telling you that when you go into someone else's field, it's like a chiv of Adam HaMazik and you chayiv for tamun, so why have to run to lighting up a bira? Lighting a gun is the same halacha. So that's a kasha on Rav Kahana. Elam Rava. So Rava says that there's two machlokes going on here. Elam Rava, v'tarati pligi. Pligi madik b'soich shaloi, v'holcha v'ochla b'soich shachaveri. One machlokes is that you lit a fire in your own property and went into the next property. The Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev on Tomon Beish, Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev on Tomon, Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev on Tomon, Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev on Tomon. There's not a machlekes. Upliginami b'madik b'shal chaveiroi. There's not a machlekes. Even when you're madik b'shal chaveiroi, it's not so posh that you chayv and everything. It's a machlekes there also. Upliginami madik b'shal chaveiroi. The Yehuda shav m'shalom kamash b'shaychoi. A fila arniki. Yehuda holds if you light a fire in shal chaveiroi, you chayv on everything that's in it, even arniki. Even if there's a wallet in the garbage, which is not a normal case, you're still going to be chayiv for Eish if you go light in the Shel Chaveiroi. Rabbanan Savri, Kalim Shadarkin Lahatman Megodish, even though you're lighting in someone else's field and it's like Odma Mazik, still, Kalim Shadarkin Lahatman Megodish, Kigurim Arigan Viklei Bakar, something that's normal to hide in grain, like threshing tools, or Kli Bakar, or Kalim that you use, like a yoke, used for your behemoths, who the mashalim? That's normal to be in there. Kalim Shain Dark Mahatman Megodish, Loy Mashalim, that you don't pay. Which means like this. There's one machlekes b'madlik in your own field, and there Rabbi Yehuda holds, yechayiv even by arniki, it's pasha, you're probably not chayiv in anything. Even by things that are normal to be in the grain, you're not chayiv. Because they live in my own field, and went to the field, that's the Ptura of Tamim, no matter even if it's normal, whatever is normal to be in the Gosh, I'm potter for your Rabbanim. That's one machlekes. B'madlik shal chaveiroi, Rabbanim agree yechayiv for Tamim. And it's like, let's say, it's like Odom HaMazik, yechayiv. And still is a machlekes. Rabbanan still say that's only things that are normal to be in the grain. Only Marigim and Klibakar. But not La'arniki. You're not going to be chayiv on that. Even though you lit it in your friend's field. And if you look at the last two lines of the page of Tosfos, at the end of the line, the last two lines, Tosfos says like this. Avamadik b'sorech shal chaveiroi, mechayiv b'dov ha'shadark lahatmin. You are chayiv for things that are derech to be taimin, to hide. Le'eshchan apot v'ekra tamon. But over Dovah Shein Darkai Patri Mesvara. The Pat Mesvara. Le Boyle La Sukia Daite Shinich Od Marnaki Vigodish. You're not Machuyev to have a Havamina that you're putting an Arnaki in the Godish. You're not going to know of a Shahavamina. And that's why, and that's now that's beyond the Mishnah. Mishnah says that there's a Moedim Chomer Yehuda by Malik Zabiro Yechayev, at least what Derek Mayodim to put there. But whatever is not there to put in the house, you're not chayef for because that will have a sukkah diet. And it could be, the shayla is, what's a pshat? It's odom ha-mazik, so what kind of tour is that? So it could be the tour is like a gather, oynes gomor. We know it's a thing called the oynes gomor, the apartheid for oynes gomor. Zog t'mor ha-vayte. Tanu rabbanu. Hamadik es ha-gadosh. Someone lights up someone's gadosh, v'hoyu ba-kelim, and there were kelim in it, v'dolku, and they got burnt. Rav Yehuda Omer, Mishalim Koma Shavisaychai, you pay everything inside it, because he holds Yechayiv and Tamun. You only pay for the grain. Now, Zokta Braiza, extra Knech. Veroyin Mokam Kelim Kilu Mali Tvua. Which means like this. You have here the pile of grain, it has a certain volume. Now, inside it was a lawnmower. Now, Machayiv for lawnmower because it's Tamun. But what the Chiddush of the Braiza is, I replace that lawnmower with grain, and I pay for the value of the grain of that space. And v'royin mokum kelim ki'iluhu mali tvua. You look at it, that space is full of tvua, and you pay for that. Now, as Dr. Braiza qualifies halacha, the medvah amur madlik z'sholoi. This whole tour of tamun is dafka when you madlik in your own property. V'holcha v'dog z'sholoi chaveiro. And then it goes and lights up and damages someone else's property. Ava madlik z'sholoi chaveiro. But if you're madlik in your friend's property, so then you pay for everything inside it. And we said, it's machlokes really, Rehudah Rabbanon, if you chayim things that are not darker to put there. So far so good. So this end part, Divrei HaKol, is a little bit not Divrei HaKol, because you only pay Mashav HaYev Seichai if it's normal according to Rabbanon. According to Rav Yehuda, you chayim for everything Mashav HaYev Seichai. Not everything Mashav HaYev Seichai. So that's why, if you look at Tosfos, how he speaks this out. Tosfos speaks out, Avol B'mad, Tav Tosfos over here, it says, Amadik B'sach Shoch HaVeir, Mashalim Kamash HaSeichai, Kuloy Mar, V'dovah Shadark, G'marigim V'yibaka, V'arniki, V'gavah Shloim HaChai V'rabonon. So that's why the Marshal takes out the word Divrei HaKol, because he says not really Divrei HaKol. Okay, so now Moed Rav Yehuda, that there's cases where you be potter for Tom. How? Moed Rav Yehuda, B'mashal Mokoyim L'chaveiroi L'hagdish. You lend place in your property for someone to make a pile of grain, L'hagdish Gadish, V'higdish, and the guy made a Gadish in your property, V'hitvin, but he hit something in there. She'im V'shalim Elod Me Gadish. You only pay for the Dmei Gadosh Bavad. You only pay for the grain. Because when I said do it in my field, I took responsibility for it. But I only took responsibility for grain, not for what's inside it. There's not a shal of Eish. There's a shal of Shemiru. I said, you come into my property and make a pile of grain. Now you hid something in there. I'm not responsible for that. I have no idea. So then, in that case, you will be potter. And now, the Mishnah says some other halachas as well. If I told you you could put chitim in it, and you put sarim in it, so I'm only chayiv for sarim, because what I see is, I see sarim, and that's all I'm taking responsibility for. Sarim, and that's pashut, because you put in sarim, that's pashut. Sarim, v'higdash chitim, if you, I told you you're allowed to put sarim, and lemais you put chitim in, so then I'm not chayiv for chitim, I only pay sarim also, because there I never took responsibility for chitim, I only took responsibility for sarim. What about if you put in chitim, and you had permission for chitim, v'chifam b'sa'irim, but you covered it with sa'irim. See, here also you only get paid sa'irim. Rashi says, afi sh'nosh lo reshus l'chitim, inam sham ha'sa'irim. Do'am le'i l'risi ala sa'irim, fika l'rizat ben l'kach. See, it says, you have permission for chitim, and v'chifam b'sa'irim, and you covered it with sa'irim. So the halacha is, you're only chayiv for the v'sa'irim, because that's all I saw. And that's covered, and the chitim are covered, so therefore, I'm not responsible for that. So Rebbe Peretz just speaks out over here, he says, you should be potter, because the chitim is covered. It says you pay sarim, it sounds like the whole volume of sarim. Let it be tamun, you should only pay the sarim. So he says, no, because you look at a ki'ilu malei tefuah. You look at this ki'ilu full of sarim, that's why you pay sarim. And if I gave permission for sa'irim, mechifa mechitim, again, they also, you covered it with chitim, so I think it's chitim. And I only gave permission anyway for sa'irim. She'im v'sham ad mei sa'irim b'vad. So I have all these four cases, you only pay sa'irim. All these four cases, you only pay sa'irim. If, for example, first of all, if I gave permission for chitim and you did sa'irim, it's pashut, you did sa'irim. Or if I only gave permission for sa'irim and you put chitim there, I only pay sa'irim more, it's only pay barley, because I only gave permission for sa'irim. The third case, chitim v'chifa sa'irim, that's the biggest chiddush, that there, I gave permission for chitim, and you covered it with sarim, but under it was chitim. The lach is the epater, because like I say, all I saw was sarim, if I wasn't so careful. And there, the Rebbe Peretz speaks out, but you pay for the whole volume of sarim, because it's just like makom kalim. And there, the Rebbe Peretz also asks, Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev Tamu Nefil Arniki, why don't you pay to make chitim, since I gave permission for chitim, so why is Mechayev for Rabbi Yehuda? So he says, here is an oinus. Because it wasn't just Masik Adaita. So really, and here's the oinus, and it's different. Don't ayin ask me every time is oinus. Every time is oinus, it's the chi of Eish. I did something without permission. Here, I only can watch what I see. And since it's din shmiru, so halach is, you only chayev for sa'irim, and sa'irim, chiv mechitim, only gave permission for sa'irim, it's pasha, only chayev for the mei sa'irim bilvad.